So how big a part of your life is diabetes?
I guess I don't really think about it being a part of my life at all. It's just that's the way it is. Like getting up in the morning and doing my insulin before breakfast is just like getting up and brushing my teeth when I'm getting ready for work. I don't really think about it. I don't think, oh, Emma Cherry, diabetic. I just think it's another thing that I have to deal with. And I guess I think it would be strange if I didn't have it. I can't actually remember what it's like to go and have dinner without having to do an injection first. And I wonder if they ever found a cure, how I would deal with a cure and not having to worry about blood tests and injections and all that kind of thing. They're just second nature now.
Are there any positive aspects to having diabetes?
Definitely healthy eating. I'm a very lazy person. I don't want to go to the gym, and probably if I didn't have diabetes, I might eat a hell of a lot more sweets and chocolates and probably be even fatter than I am now.
Would you have any message for someone who was newly diagnosed with diabetes?
I think I've probably got more of a message for parents of young children that have just been diagnosed. My parents were really laid back whilst they took absolutely everything in and took it all really seriously. They never made me feel like I was different, that in a bad way. And I think knowing other people with small children who have taken it all so seriously and, you know, not been relaxed about it at all, it's really an advantage to make it feel like it's just another thing. Like doing your injections is just like cleaning your teeth. It's one of those things you have to do that's irritating at times, but you just have to do it, and if you do, you'll feel much better for it.
Well, doing injections may be just like cleaning your teeth, but there are other less routine aspects to diabetes. How did your parents cope with those?
Again, in their same laid-back manner, but with the seriousness when needed. I remember one night, and I must have been about 12, I'd fallen out of bed. I was having a real low, and I'd actually wet myself, and my legs wouldn't work to get back into bed. And I remember feeling horrified that I couldn't even get back into bed off the floor. So all I was left with was the option to call for mum and dad. And they both came along, they got me into the toilet, sorted me all out, changed the sheets on the bed, and never even mentioned the next morning that I'd wet myself. I mean, how embarrassing for a 12-year-old girl. They wet themselves, their mum and dad had to help them into the toilet. You know, they did the necessary, but they didn't dwell on it the next day. They didn't go around telling everybody in the family, oh God, Emma had an awful hypo in the night, she wet herself, we did this. They never made a big issue about it, but they were there when I needed them, which is the most important thing.